In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In order to show that you love someone, you have to give everything to that person. Right? You're willing to sacrifice your time, your energy, and even your life. It's a love that's completely selfless. A love that requires all of our energy, everything that we have, to give to the other. And an example of what that love looks like comes from the gospel passage we read today. Right? We read the high priestly prayer of Jesus, the prayer that he offers to the Father. This prayer to God the Father, Jesus being the Son. And this prayer is offered right before he's betrayed, right before his crucifixion. It gives background. It shows that in Jesus' time of vulnerability, in his time of about to be taken into the hands of the enemies, he is offering this prayer to the Father. Right, so what does this prayer show us? It shows us that Jesus gives all that he has to the Father. His life is a completely self-giving act. Jesus embodies what it means to be selfless. And that embodiment really brings about love. And the very life of God is about love. Right? And this relationship between the Father and the Son shows us that. The Father gives all to the Son, and the Son gives everything back in return. And that love that they share is a third person. It's the Holy Spirit. So the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come forth out of this. Right? We see them in this. They're completely united to each other. So Jesus reveals to us that this is what the life of God looks like. Self-giving. And he's revealing it to us for a purpose. He's giving us a glimpse at his life, but he also wants us to imitate it. He wants us to practice this selflessness. He wants us to give everything that we have. So we can ask ourselves, how can we imitate this love? How can we implement it in what we do every day? How can we be more selfless to our families? How can we give more to them? How can we give more to our spouses, to our children, to our siblings, to our friends? How can we pour out all that we have to give to others? Not expecting anything in return. Because we will give and we will receive, but it's not about receiving. Giving is not about receiving. Giving is about imitating God's love for us as he has given us everything. And through that imitation, we gain something greater than receiving anything from a different human being. We receive God's love. We partake in his life. And that's fulfilling. That brings us happiness. That brings us joy. Just doing something, giving something for the sake of doing it. And it doesn't have to be material goods. It doesn't have to be money or gifts. No, it's our time. It's our commitment. It's our energy. Right, so therefore, brothers and sisters, what's the goal here? It's to avoid selfishness. It's not think about ourselves and what we can gain, what we can get. No, it's to give. It's to be selfless. It's to imitate the life of God. Right? And then God's love will be perfectly glorified in us, embodied. And that's what makes us like God. That's what makes us like the Creator. So the more that we give, the more that we can receive God's grace and receive the joy and happiness that we desire. That's giving us the grace to be able to inherit eternal life. Amen.